soybean producer challenges, and Ryan Martin's harvest weather forecast. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Greg Allen. You've been hearing us talk about some of the challenges that farmers are facing this harvest season. C.J. Miller reports on another issue impacting soybean producers.
We're catching a lot of green stem soybeans this year.
That's Purdue Extension soybean specialist Sean Castile. On the latest episode of the Purdue Crop Chat podcast, he talks about green stem syndrome and the problem it's causing during harvest.
If we have had good growing conditions and then we turned off dry, what ends up happening, we've got all this, I call it this reservoir. You think about a water tower, right? You got all the water up there and it's going to get distributed throughout. Well, we've got the same thing with the soybean plants, that they've created all this leaf biomass harvesting the sunlight, and then now the reservoir is a photosynthate and it doesn't have anywhere to go because the pods are aborting or the seeds are like, I'm done, I can't do it anymore. So we have the nasty combination of running 9-10% beans with green stems and have to slow down the harvest.
Castile says that soybean producers with fields showing green stem have two options. You can either harvest the beans at optimal grain moisture to capture water weight.
If they're just dry and dry fields, 80 degree weather, 90 degree weather, will probably be okay. They'll still be 8-9%.
But he says doing so could slow down harvest and increase your fuel cost. He says another option is to wait and harvest the beans when the stems turn brown, but in doing so, you could end up seeing quite a bit of yield loss.
I have caught this week where we had some early beans that are already starting to dehusk, right? So that's the idea that the pods open up and the seeds just shatter. It's just a mechanism of survival, right? It's trying to seed itself. Now, if your fields weren't ready yet, that's probably not going to be the case. But if we catch another cycle of rain, or we get into these 2 to 3 cycles of wet, dry, that pod really gets to the point of, I'm going to shatter in the field before the combine even gets there.
Learn more about green stem syndrome by checking out the Purdue Crop Chat podcast. It's at Hoosier Ag Today's YouTube channel, or you can listen to it wherever you get your podcast. I'm C.J. Miller.